Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Eddie Condon and his band, they open up this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with a spirited version of the tune Back in Your Own Backyard, written by Al Jolson, Billy Rose, and Dave Dreyer. Recorded for the Commodore jazz label in that year, and Eddie on guitar was joined by Max Kaminski on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Lou McGarrity on trombone, fine piano from Joe Bushkin, Bob Casey on bass, and George Wetling on drums. And as I said, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we're going to be listening to, well, you've guessed it, small jazz groups, mostly from the 1940s. And they're all recordings that were made for some of the independent jazz labels around at the time, particularly the Commodore and Keynote labels. We'll go now to 1945 and the Barney Bagard Quintet. Barney, of course, was a fine clarinetist, and he's joined by Joe Thomas on trumpet, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Billy Taylor on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. They're going to bring us a number written by Johnny Green, Gus Kahn, and Carmen Lombardo, and that's called Coquette. Back a year when we will hear from one of the finest drummers around at the time, and that is George Wetling. He recorded equally for Commodore and Keynote, and the group he's joining today is his New Yorkers, George Wetling's New Yorkers. They're going to bring us a very famous standard written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer called Too Marvelous for Words. And on this one, again, we will hear Joe Thomas on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Hank D'Amico, clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Herman Chittison, Billy Taylor, and, of course, George Wetling himself on drums, making up the rhythm section. And that's from 1944, Too Marvelous for Words. And for our third number, we'll go back to 1945 to another fine clarinetist, Irving Fazola. I believe he played for the Bob Crosby Orchestra, or with, I should say, the Bob Crosby Orchestra, the very fine collection of Dixielanders. And he's marking that with this group, which is called Irving Fazola's Dixielanders. They're going to bring us a number written by Benjamin Franklin and John Spikes, Someday Sweetheart. Tony Dalmaido on trumpet, Julian Lane on trombone, Irving on clarinet, Steve Giratano on tenor sax, Pete Lodeman on piano, Bunny Franks on bass, and Charlie Duke on drums. Three small groups, three wonderful recordings, and we'll go now to Barney Bigard and his quintet and Coquette. Thank you. Well, you just heard Irving Frisola and as Dixielanders playing for the Keynote label, Someday Sweetheart from 1945. Before that, George Wetling and his New Yorkers with Too Marvelous for Words. Barney Bigard, who started us off with his group, the Quintet. Barney, of course, played a longtime player with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. And he was joined as well by Joe Thomas and Johnny Guarnieri, along with Billy Taylor and Cozy Cole. And Joe Thomas also on our second number in the set, the one with George Wetling. A very fine trumpeter, perhaps not a household name to contemporary audiences or modern audiences, but he was mostly a session musician, and boy, he was fine. And of course, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, always a very welcome visitor. And we always love to hear from Cozy Cole, one of the great drummers. They brought us, as I mentioned, the song Coquette. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Well, we're going to carry on with our groups. We'll hear from Jonah Jones from the Clomadore label from 1945. Jonah's one of the nicest trumpeters around, and very much said to be in the tradition of Louis Armstrong, but I guess he is. He certainly can be lively and subtle and very full sound and great range. And he played with many, many of the great ones, himself included. And as I say, we'll hear him with his own recording from 1945 of Hubba Hubba Hop. And he's joined on this one by Buster Bailey on clarinet. Tyree Glenn, I believe, is on the recording with the valve trombone. Hilton Jefferson on alto sax and Ike Quebec on tenor sax. And Dave Riviera on piano. And the rhythm section, Danny Barker, Milt Hinton, and again, J.C. Hurd.
Thank you.
going to go back to 1935 to one of the great trumpeters, and that's Bunny Berrigan. He was recording with a whole mixture of groups at this time for the Brunswick Parlophone and Vocalion labels. And he's joined today by Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Claude Thornhill on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Gretchen Moncour on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums, with an Al Jolson and Buddy De Silva number called Keep Smiling at Trouble. Bunny Berrigan with friends, including Bud Freeman again, and a fine tenor sax on that one. Keep Smiling at Trouble, written by Al Jolson and Buddy De Silva.
CHUO is diverse.
It's electronic.
CHUO is community-driven.
It's bilingual.
CHUO is fragmented, not homogenized.
It's activism.
CHUO is specialized.
It's funk.
CHUO gives a voice to the voiceless.
It's metal.
It's a service, not a business.
It's punk.
It supports local and emerging artists.
It's hip-hop.
CHUO is participatory.
It's jazz and so much more.
CHUO is your community voice.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Everyone can do their part to slow COVID-19. Wash your hands thoroughly and often with soap and water. Practice physical distancing and stay home if you're sick. If concerned you have symptoms, you can take Ontario's online self-assessment to learn if you need to seek care. The most common symptoms of COVID-19 are fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. And if you've been exposed to COVID-19, have any symptoms, or have traveled outside Canada, you should self-isolate for 14 days. Visit ontario.ca/coronavirus for more information. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Hey, I'm Tom Bruce. and you're invited to a one-hour musical journey of discovery and appreciation on Words and Music. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Repeated Saturday at 7 a.m. and on demand. Coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're coming to you as ever on Sunday mornings from the University of Ottawa with music. At this time, from Days Gone By. Our next three groups, and we're going to go to 1944 to all three of them in our next set. The first one is led by Bobby Hackett and his orchestra. And by the way, these are all for the Commodore Jazz label. So Bobby Hackett with friends, including Pee Wee Russell and Eddie Condon and George Wetling. Helgie Carmichael wrote the song, and it's called New Orleans. They will hear a marvelous combination of Teddy Wilson's piano and the clarinet of Edmund Hall with the Edmund Hall Quartet. Again, the Commodore label. Vince Eumanns and Irving Caesar wrote this song, I Want to Be Happy. I know you've heard that one before. And another one I'm sure you've heard before, and it's a George and Ira Gershwin tune, Oh Lady Be Good. We'll hear it from Joe Bushkin and his sextet. Joe, a very fine pianist, of course. And joining him, amongst others, are Ernie Figueroa on trumpet and Zoot Sims on tenor sax. And here's Bobby Hackett and friends, New Orleans.
Thank you.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. And this morning we're listening to our usual lineup of songs from days gone by. Just heard Bobby Hackett and his orchestra brought us New Orleans. Edmund Hall with Teddy Wilson joined us with I Want to Be Happy. And Joe Bushquin and his sextet joined us with Oh, Lady, Be Good. Well, we're going to move on to our next recordings. And as I said, this is I've Heard That Song Before. We're listening this morning to some smaller jazz groups from the 1940s and 50s for the independent labels. We're going to have two, actually, from the Capitol label, set up by Johnny Mercer in 1942. And it was a fledgling label at the time, went on, of course, to become one of the major labels later on. And our next two numbers are from that label, wonderful collection called the Classic Capitol Jazz Sessions. And we will start with Ray Baduc, a drummer who played with the Bob Crosby Orchestra and also with this small split-off group called the Bobcats, which was one of the finest jazz groups around at the time. And there were many, many fine jazz groups, of course. We'll hear them from 1945 with a number written by Gene Austin and Jimmy McHugh called When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. In addition to Ray Baduc on drums, we'll hear Monty Korb on bass, Nappy Lamar on guitar, Stan Reitzman on piano, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Matty Madlock on clarinet, Brad Gowans on valve trombone, and the trumpet from Nate Kazabir. Then we'll go to Bud Freeman and friends, including Bud Freeman, of course, a wonderful tenor sax player. He's joined by Dick Carey on piano, George Barnes on guitar, and Jack Lesberg on bass, and Don LeMond on drums. From 1953, the song Sweet Georgia Brown, written by Ben Burney and Maceo Pinkard. We will start with When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, Ray Baduc. Thank you. Well, we're going to go now to 1944 and to a drummer called Cozy Cole, one of the names to conjure with in jazz. He worked a lot with Teddy Wilson and many others, and particularly with Teddy when he was accompanying Billie Holiday. In fact, Cozy did a lot of accompaniment for Billie Holiday. And he is credited with many recordings in his own name as leader of a group, and we'll hear one of them just coming up. It's called Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Harry Barris, Ted Kohler, and Billy Moll are the songwriting team. Cozy is on the drums, and this is 1944. So I think it may be one from the Commodore label. Emmett Berry on trumpet, Walter Thomas on alto sax, Bud Johnson on tenor sax, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Max Shopnik on bass. And then we'll go to 1939 to a very famous jazz standard called Dippermouth Blues. Well, there are many recordings of this around, and one of my particular favorites is a very lively version, as most of the work of this trumpeter, brought to you by Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers. The song was written by Joe King Oliver, and in addition to the cornet of Muggsy Spanier, we will have the bass from Bob Casey, piano from Joe Bushkin, Rod Kliss on clarinet, George Brunies on trombone, Bernie Billings tenor sax, and Don Carter will be doing the drums. Dipper Mouth Blues from Muggsy Spanier from 1939 with his wonderful group, The Ragtimers, written by Joe Oliver, also known as King Oliver, one of the great cornet players of days gone by. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you'll be able to join me again next week for more music from this time of wonderful song. Please stay with us right now because Randy's going to be joining you in about 5 minutes with some marvelous jazz this afternoon. And to see us out, we're going to hear from Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, the very famous jazz standard written by Kid Ory, recorded in 1943 for the Commodore label. Here they are with Muskrat Ramble.